having people, I guess just standing in worship. There's something about that when we stand up, and like we do that every week, usually when we're together, right? And I was wondering why we do that. And there's something about standing up together that just has a posture of, no, we're being intentional and we're here for you, Jesus. And we're standing up into, what you're doing with us. So I just wanted to invite you today. Don't have to be on camera. You can turn your camera off, but even just for the first song, maybe stand up and just be intentional with your posture today around how you worship him and you come towards him. I'm just going to sing this song. And if I'm hoping that it'll be a bit of fun this morning, at least the first song for sure, and maybe gets you moving a little bit too. So feel free to get off camera if you're a little bit stage shy. But I'd love you guys just to get wrapped up in the joy of the Holy Spirit this morning and let him just carry your heart and lift your heart up this morning. Hey, so Lord Jesus, we love you. And we come before you today to put you on the throne and to say you are King of our lives, God. And we want to worship you this morning, Jesus. So just lead us together, I pray. And like I've been doing a few weeks now, if you just have a prayer on your heart at some point that you just want to lead people in worship, I would just love you to be thinking about that and ready for that. There might be a moment where I'll call on someone to just jump in and just lead us in some prayer. So, sweet. Truth this morning, God, we would know our true identity in you, and that people will be be drawn to just lay their lives down at your feet this morning, Lord Jesus. We want to worship you.
I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing, and your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave.
Spend some time singing songs that declare just the truth of what Jesus has done for us, the freedom he's brought us, that he turned the tables upside down in the game of relationship with God, because he came and said, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to achieve anything, it's done, I've done it for you, I have the final word. So I just want to sing this song together, and I just pray that it speaks truth into your heart this morning. Evil may
has the final word. The Savior has come with the morning light. The cross has the final word. Sing the cross. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you just showed me a vision of you with the little children around you, Lord. And we just pray this verse over our church right now, Lord, and all the people in our community. And they brought the children to Jesus so that he would lay his hands on them and bless them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded those who brought the children, saying, "Don't bother him now. This now." Jesus overheard them and said, "I want little children to come to me, so never interfere with them when they want to come. The heaven's kingdom realm is composed of beloved ones like these." Listen to this truth. No one will enter the kingdom realm of heaven unless he becomes like one of them. And he laid his hands on each of them and went. Thank you, Lord, for that scripture, and thank you. May we be like your little children just coming to you. Lord, thank you that you accept everyone and love everyone, Lord. Thank you that no one is not accepted by you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, how he loves us. how he does. Yes, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. He loves us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your love. And thank you, Jesus. Why, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you this morning. We're here for you, and I just pray you bless people this morning as they draw close to you and they are able to sit in your love this morning for them. I just pray you teach us this morning about how to live more like you, God, and I just pray you bless Brett as he shares with us this morning. Amen.
Thanks, Brett. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Excellent. Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. It's really great to be here with you. And I'm excited for today, and I'm excited about meeting with everyone here this morning. And I got to say, I can't underestimate what a genuine privilege it is for me to be asked to come and share my life with you. I just love to serve. I love to serve with my gifts, the talents, whatever God's given me. I love to be able to share that with others. And as always, what I want to bring today is the things that I'm learning, the things that I'm wrestling with, the stuff that I'm growing in, and what I'm practicing in my life. And so there's still going to be some ideas that I want to deal with this morning, some scripture that I want to press in, but also I want to be really pragmatic as well and share with you some of the things that I'm actually practicing in my life that's helping me to become, you know, deeper in God and a more healthy follower of Jesus. I'm not going to speak for very long this morning, but I pray whatever I do say that the Holy Spirit will pick it up and he'll bring a word of encouragement. He will be affirming towards you, encouraging and also challenging as well. So that is my prayer, that as I share just these few words, the Holy Spirit will move powerfully and joyfully and challengingly into each of our lives. Quite some time ago, I was just reading script, and I read this passage. And you know, when you read script, you kind of like, for me, I don't know about you guys, but you know, most of the time, it's kind of like blah 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 blah. But it's a nice blah 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 because God's food's food, and God's talking to me. But every now and again, I don't know if this happens to you, where something leaps out of scripture and it's like, oh, God's actually speaking to me. It's kind of like a kind slap in the face. He's getting my attention. He wants me to hear something. He wants to deal with something in my life. So as I was reading the scripture that this particular day, whenever it was, it was that blah, 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 blah moment was nice. And then bang, God's word just spoke deeply into my life. And I want to share that with you this morning. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. I want to read it from the NLT first, and then I'll read it from the Message because that's my go-to. And this is what it says. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, where Peter says, just get rid of all evil behavior. That's our responsibility. Just get rid of evil behavior. Be done with deceit, he says. Be done with causing someone to believe something untrue about you for personal gain. Just get that out of your life. That's your responsibility. And he says, you know, and while you're doing that, get rid of hypocrisy. Get rid of that behavior that dwells in you that contradicts what you claim to be and what you believe. Just get that out of your life. That's your responsibility. And then he says, you know, get rid of jealousy. It shouldn't be in your life. Get rid of being angry at people who don't love us like the way we think they should love us. Just remove that from your life. Like practice that. And then he says, get rid of all unkind speech. Just remove that from your life. And then get rid of constantly running people down. People who offend us, people who are different to us, people who we don't like, people who share different opinions to us, people who have different personalities to our own. Just get rid of unkind speech from your life. And then, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk. He didn't go, here's a go, or have a go at, or here's a suggestion. He says you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow. So that you will grow. Just you must, so that you will grow into the full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you've had a taste of the Lord's kindness. So get rid of all this stuff. Get rid of unkind speech. Get rid of deceit. Get rid of hypocrisy. Get rid of jealousy. And as you get rid of that stuff, it's going to open the door to experience more of who God is and grow in the maturity that God has for you. Now, that's the thing that slapped me in the face that day. And I read it in the Message, which goes like this. So clean house. Get in there with the broom and clean house. Make a clean sweep. And sweep out malice. Sweep out pretense. Sweep out envy. And sweep out hurtful talk. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deeply of God's pure kindness. Drink of God's qualities. Drink deeply of God's goodness, his mercy, his joy, his love, his patience, his kindness. Just drink deeply of his generosity. Drink deeply of his friendliness. Drink deeply of his honor for you and respect that he has for you. And when you drink deeply of his character, of who he is, then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. So sweep house and grow in the fullness of maturity. And that's what really got me when I was reading my scripture some time ago. And so this is what stood out for me, right? So we've got deceit and hypocrisy and jealousy, but for me, if the first thing is this, the two things that stood out. Firstly, if I want to know the kindness of God, if I want to nurture my vertical relationship with God and grow in that vertical relationship with God and protect that vertical relationship with God, then I have to practice that relationship horizontally with the people around me. I have to nurture my relationships horizontally. It's not that God isn't perpetually kind and gracious and unconditionally loving towards me and towards you all the time. He absolutely is to everyone in the world. That's who God is. But if I want to experience that, if I want to grow in God's kindness, if I want to grow in his love, then I have to practice that kindness and I have to practice that love with the people around me. I have to clean house. That's my responsibility. And I have to do it if I'm to experience all that God has for me. That's the first thing that stood out. The second thing was, you know, you've got deceit and you've got malice and you've got envy and all those things in the passage. But in the passage for me that stood out, that hit me between the eyes, was I had to clean house of unkind speech. In other words, I had to clean house of my offences. I had to clean house of all the unforgiveness that I was holding in my heart. I had to clean house of holding people's feet to the fire, because God loves everyone, even my enemies. Even my enemies are his sons and his daughters. So I had to clean house of unkind speech. For me, my unkind speech wasn't obvious. Like, I've been a Christian for a long time now, and I've worked out very sophisticated ways to hide my dysfunction. I can do that very, very well. So it's not that anybody would know that I had unkind speech. My unkind speech was in my head. You know those conversations that you have in your mind, in your head with those people, you know, and you say what those people need to hear, and you win every one of those conversations. Those are the conversations that I'm talking about that were just full of unkind speech, and I brought it and I won it, and and it was dysfunctional, and that's the unkind speech that I'm talking about, and it's born out of offense. It's born out of wounds that have been inflicted by others, and I had to clean house of those things. So I sat there with this passage from 1 Peter and I had to confess. And that's actually the first step in healing. I had to admit that I was actually a man of unkind speech. I needed to clean house if I was to grow further and deeper in the kindness and unconditional love of God. So this is what I did. And this is where I'm going to get practical. And I've been practicing this for a long time now. And I've got to tell you that it's been very, very, it's a practice and a discipline that has been extraordinarily powerful in my life. I started to practice prayer blessings, which is kind of cool because Brooke and Tammy have been talking about one of the spiritual disciplines of prayer over the last few weeks. So this ties in really, really well with what they've been teaching us over the last couple of weeks. I started to practice prayer blessings. With God's help, I started to do an internal offense audit. And I'm talking not over the last couple of years, but over 56 years, I just said, Holy Spirit, just show me one by one the people that you want me to pray blessing over. Just show me who they are, and I will pray a blessing over them. I want to pray a blessing over them because Jesus literally said in Luke 6, verse 32, if you love those who I love, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if I do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Even people who don't know Jesus do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? What do you get? Even people, even sinners, people who don't know Jesus yet, lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. But I'm telling you, love your enemies. Just love them. Be kind towards them. Do good for them and towards them. And lend to them without expecting anything back. Then your reward will be great. Then you'll grow in a depth of God's love and his kindness, and you'll be children of the Most High, because he, the Most High, he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. So you be merciful, be kind, be loving, be joyful, be generous, just as your Father is merciful. Be like your Father. Be like him. And, of course, there's Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. You've heard it said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is the kingdom of God. This is what it means to be kind towards our enemies and love our enemies. So with God's help and doing this internal audit over 56 years, one by one, God started to reveal people who had caused deep wounds in my life and had afflicted me with offense. And with each revelation that God showed me in my mind's eye, this is what I did. I looked at that person in the eyes. I got their attention and I looked straight in their eyes and I prayed a blessing. I prayed this blessing that I'm going to share with you now. And sometimes I would pray this same blessing over that one person a number of times before I felt I was free from being wounded and I knew I'd released forgiveness. And it goes like this, and you'll pick it up. And I've been praying this for a long time now and continue to do it. So I pray this. Stuart, I'd look them in the eye and say, Stuart. Now, that's a fictitious name. There isn't a Stuart, and I hope there isn't a Stuart here. I'm not speaking unkindly to any Stuart in my life. It's a fictitious name. But I pray like this. Stuart, the Lord bless you. The Lord, I pray, brings deep joy into your life, that he blesses you with happiness, that he blesses you with well-being. Oh, I pray, Stuart, that Jesus blesses you with his favor, that you will know his kindness and you'll get a revelation of his presence. I pray God's blessing on you. And Stuart, I pray that as I pray as this blessing, that Jesus keeps you and it keeps you close. I pray that Jesus keeps you close to his character. He keeps you close to his love and keeps you close to his joy, keeps you close to his peace and his generosity. I pray that he keeps you safe and protected. I want him to protect you. And I pray that he will keep you in his call and the call that he has on your life. I pray that he keeps you. And not only that, Stuart, I pray that Jesus will shine upon you, that as he shines on you, he will illuminate every part of your life. And he will illuminate just how much he cares for you, that as he illuminates your life, he cares so deeply for you, like a shepherd, like a mum, like a dad, like a dear friend. That as he illuminates, as he shines upon you, you can trust him with your life. I pray that blessing on you. And Stuart, my prayer for you is that his shining will be so brilliant in your life, so illuminating that you become utterly compelled by his grace, that you'll know his forgiveness and that you'll encounter his unconditional love for you. Oh, that Jesus be gracious to you and you experience that. But more than that, Stuart, look at me. I haven't finished. I'm still looking at you in the eye. I pray that Jesus will turn his face towards you, that his countenance will look upon you, so that you will become so deeply and utterly aware that he sees you and he likes what he sees. He loves you. You're a son. You're a daughter. And he's turned his countenance towards you. He knows you completely. And I pray that you will be blessed with an overwhelming sense of his holiness, of his presence, of the weight of his glory, his beautiful presence for you as his countenance is turned towards you. And Stuart, I pray that you won't run from his holy presence. I pray that you won't do that. I pray that you will know his peace, that as he shines on you, as his countenance is towards you, and as he blesses you, and as you have become aware of his grace that you will rest in him, that you'll know his peace and everything's going to be all right, all one for you by the cross of Christ. I pray that blessing for you, Stuart. Stuart, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious towards you. The Lord turn his face, his countenance towards you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. Now, when I pray, I'm not mucking around when I shared with this with you today. This is the prayer I pray for people. As each person came to mind, I would look them in the eye and I would pray that prayer. I would go through that process. And let me tell you this, you can't hate people for long and pray that prayer. You just can't. You can't stay holding onto a fence and pray that prayer. You can't. You can't hold on to unforgiveness and pray that prayer. You just can't. You can't stay angry at someone while ever you pray that prayer. You can't keep speaking hurtfully or unkindly towards others when you pray Numbers 6:24 over people's lives. You just can't. Enemies become brothers. They really do. You start to love them. Sisters become sisters. And your enemies become friends. And more than that, and I'm finding this in my own life, and this is a genuine testimony, that the desire for restoration and the desire for reconciliation just grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And injustice and wounds and offenses literally lose their power. That's my word for you this morning. That's what I wanted to share. And I pray that you have been encouraged, that you've been empowered by what I've been able to share with you today. Thanks, Brooke.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Brett. Love your practice and your sincerity and your love for people. And I feel like we should just take a moment and think about maybe the people in our life that, and I mean, enemies can sometimes be a strong word, you know, in the sense that we can say, look, I don't have any enemies. But we certainly have people that have offended us. We certainly have people in our life that feel like we've been misrepresented or been misinterpreted in some way. And I love what Brett says. I think the goal is freedom. I think the goal is turning our enemies into brothers and sisters. And with that, you know, this spirit of reconciliation and I feel like God wants to just lead us in that this morning. So, I mean, Brett prayed that beautiful prayer. Maybe there are a prayer of blessing that you want to pray, but I feel like we should just take a moment and ask the Lord to reveal someone in your life that maybe when I say this, you can go, yep, I've got someone straight away. But maybe it's just someone that you, what did you say, Brett? You've become very good at in your own mind.
I'm very sophisticated at covering up my own dysfunction.
Yeah, I love that. And I think we all are. And I think that there's this sense that maybe our, you know, our heart towards someone or our mind, our thoughts towards someone aren't as pure as they need to be. And God really wants to, let's just invite the Holy Spirit into that space. And Josh is just going to sing a song and maybe just let's just practice it. Let's just, every one of us who's in this room today, let's pray. Let's think of that person, maybe that person's, and let's pray a blessing in your own words and just, just really commit them to the Lord with a desire that God would heal us from any offense or that he would set us free so that we would, I love that, you know, we've got to work out our relationship horizontally in order for us to fully understand our relationship vertically with the Lord. And I think that's just what this is about, that we would walk and fully understand the love and kindness of God. So thanks, Josh. And everyone, just let's just bow our heads for a moment. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, we just thank you for today. Lord, there are people in our life that we need to be set free from. And I just pray in Jesus' name, you just reveal those people to us. Maybe they're big things, maybe they're just small things, but they still hang on to us. And we just invite you to just put your finger on those things this morning. And we pray a blessing over them right now in Jesus' name. So in your own words, you just pray that blessing over that person. Mention their name and then pray that blessing. Thank you so much for the opportunity we have for freedom. The truth sets us free. And I pray that we'd be a people that live in your truth, live in your word. Thank you. You want us to draw us and invite us into a place where we understand the deep kindness that you have towards us and others. We would understand your love and compassion and goodness today. We would clean house, that we would continue to do that over and over again. And Lord, I know that in that scripture, and doesn't say it's going to be easy. You're just commanded to do it because you want to see us free from offense and other things, Lord. So we pray that we'd be just confident in what you've told us to do, and that we would walk in obedience today. But we don't want to just be hearers of your word today. No way. We want to be doers of your word. And so this week, grab hold of our hearts and our minds to practice your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Brett. I really appreciate the time that we got to spend together today. Just a real encouragement. And I just love that God just wants to, even in a pandemic and in a time of real hardship and conflict, you could say, and tension, God still wants us to lead us in his word and lead us into freedom. And as I said last week, let's keep our face toward him in everything. And this is just another way to do that. And so I so appreciate you, Bretto, and thank you so much for your word. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Yep. A blessing. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. It's great to have you with us. If you would like to hang around and just maybe you've got some prayer requests or you've got some things that you'd like us to pray for, we're happy to sit and pray with you. So hang around for that. The other thing is 3 o'clock today, we're having a new people's Arvo tea provided by you. So come along with your cup of tea, and love to just meet our team. Love to just share about Sea Change and what our heart is. Love to get to know you. If you know people that maybe aren't on here this morning that are kind of new to our church, look, it's an open meeting. So, you know, what qualifies someone as being new, you can decide what that is. If you want to come along, you're welcome to be there. But just love to share and just connect with you as well. Thank you for joining us. Bless you guys. And as I said, hang around if you'd like some prayer, and we'll certainly catch you soon. God bless.